June 26. We must know the nature of our weakness before we can determine how to deal with it. When we are honest about its presence, we may discover that it is imaginary and can be overcome by a change of thinking. We admit that we are alcoholics, and we would be foolish if we refused to accept our handicap and do something about it. So by honestly facing our weakness and keeping ever present the knowledge that for us, alcoholism is a disease with which we are afflicted, we can take the necessary steps to arrest it. Have I fully accepted my handicap? Meditation for the day. There is a proper time for everything. I must learn not to do things at the wrong time, that is, before I'm ready or before conditions are right. It is always a temptation to do something at once instead of waiting until the proper time. Timing is important. I must learn in the little daily situations of life to delay action until I'm sure that I'm doing the right thing at the right time. So many lives lack balance and timing. In the momentous decisions and crises of life, they may ask God's guidance, but into the small situations of life, they rush alone. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may delay action until I feel that I am doing the right thing. I pray that I may not rush in alone. Surviving slumps. A slump can go on for days. We feel sluggish, unfocused, and sometimes overwhelmed with feelings we can't sort out. We may not understand what is going on with us. Even our attempts to practice recovery behaviors may not appear to work. We still don't feel emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as good as we would like. In a slump, we may find ourselves reverting instinctively to old patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving, even when we know better. We may find ourselves obsessing, even when we know that what we're doing is obsessing and that it doesn't work. We may find ourselves looking frantically for other people to make us feel better, the whole time knowing our happiness and well-being does not lay with others. We may begin taking things personally that are not our issues and reacting in ways we've learned all too well do not work. We're in a slump. It won't last forever. These periods are normal, even necessary. These are the days to get through. These are the days to focus on recovery behaviors, whether or not the rewards occur immediately. These are sometimes the days to let ourselves be and love ourselves as much as we can. We don't have to be ashamed, no matter how long we've been recovering. We don't have to be unreasonably expect more from ourselves. We don't ever have to expect ourselves to live life perfectly. Get through the slump. It will end. Sometimes a slump can go on for days, and then in the course of an hour, we see ourselves pull out of it and feel better. Sometimes it can last a little longer. Practice one recovery behavior in one small area and begin to climb uphill. Soon the slump will disappear. We will never judge where we will be tomorrow by where we are today. Today I will focus on practicing one recovery behavior on one of my issues, trusting that this practice will move me forward. I will remember that acceptance, gratitude, and detachment are a good place to begin. The ever-changing self. We can give a child a self-image, but is this a good idea? Hitler did a devastating job at that kind of thing. So did Chairman Mao. To settle for this because we can't give a child a self is manipulation, coercion, and ultimately the coward's way out. I haven't defined a self, nor do I want to. A self is not something static, tied up in a pretty parcel and handed to the child, finished and complete. A self is always becoming. Being does mean becoming. But we run so fast that it is only when we seem to stop, as sitting on a rock on the brook, at the brook, that we are aware of our own isness of being. But certainly, this is not static, for this awareness of being is always a way of moving from the selfish self, the self-image, and towards the real. Who am I then? Who are you?